From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. Trump administration officials say the president could veto new sanctions on Russia, Iran, and North Korea that have been overwhelmingly approved by the House and just now by the Senate. Lawmakers from both parties quickly criticized the possibility. The House of Representatives approved the sanctions bill Tuesday by a vote of 419-3, and moments ago the Senate approved the bill by a vote of 98-2. The bill seeks to impose an economic cost on the three countries for an array of activities to which the U.S. objects. It also gives Congress the power to block any presidential decision to suspend or weaken the sanctions. Powerful political figures in Washington are coming to the defense of U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions. They are criticizing President Trump, who appointed him, for his days of complaints on Twitter about the Attorney General. Sessions told the Associated Press he will stay in his job for as long as the president wants him to serve. Israeli police and Palestinian worshippers clashed Thursday outside a revered holy site in the Old City within Jerusalem, after Israel removed the final elements of security measures it installed there earlier this month. Palestinians threw rocks at Israeli police, who responded with tear gas and rubber bullets as they were stationed at the gates to the site, Israeli police said. The Palestinian Red Crescent said at least 100 Palestinians were hurt in the confrontation, including some who were hit by rubber bullets or beaten. Several of those injured suffered broken bones. You're listening to news from The Voice of America in Washington. An